This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that India has moved beyond incremental change to witness impactful transformation in the last 10 years as the government is ensuring holistic development in the country. He said holistic development means clean water to every household, quality education to every child, financial access to every entrepreneur, and benefits of the digital economy to every village. Mr. Modi stated this while addressing civil servants on the occasion of 17th Civil Services Day in New Delhi. He said the real progress is not about small changes, but about large-scale and meaningful impact. The Prime Minister underlined the need for extraordinary speed to fulfill the aspirations of youth, farmers and women in the country, saying their dreams are soaring to unprecedented heights.
2014 के बाद से देश में व्यवस्था परिवर्तन का एक बहुत बड़ा महायज्ञ शुरू हुआ है हम इस तेज स्पीड के साथ खुद को तेजी से ढाल रहे हैं आज भारत की एस्पिरेशनल सोसाइटी भारत के युवा भारत के किसान भारत की महिलाएं उनके सपनों की उड़ान आज जिस ऊंचाई पर हैं वो वाकई अभूतपूर्व है
Mr. Modi added that India is setting new benchmarks in governance, transparency and innovation. He noted that India has undergone transformative changes in the past decade and the country is no longer just focused on growth but setting new benchmarks in governance, transparency and innovation. In his speech, Mr. Modi emphasized the need to keep a close eye on global challenges in this rapidly changing time. He said food, water and energy security still remains a big challenge, particularly for the global south.
समय के साथ देशवासियों की needs और aspirations दोनों तेजी से बदल रही है. अब civil service को contemporary challenges के हिसाब से खुद को adapt करना होगा. तभी वो रिलेवेंट बनी रह सकती है हमें खुद के लिए नई-नई कसौटियां भी नित्य बनाते रहना होगा और हर कसौटी को पार करते रहना होगा
In Jharkhand, around 8 Naxals have been killed in an encounter between Naxalites and a joint team of police and paramilitary forces in the foothills of Lugu Hill in Bokaro since early morning today. Vivek, a Maoist with a reward of 1 crore rupees, was also killed during the encounter. DGP Jharkhand Anurag Gupta said a total of 8 dead bodies of Maoists have been recovered so far by the troops. One AK series rifle, one SLR, 3 INSAS rifles, one pistol and 8 country-made Barmar rifles and other weapons have also been recovered in the search operation. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance arrived in New Delhi today on a 4-day visit to India. He was received by Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw at the airport in the national capital, where the Vice President was accorded the ceremonial guard of honor. He is accompanied by Second Lady of the United States, Usha Vance, and senior members of the U.S. administration. He will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi this evening. This is the first visit of the U.S. Vice President to India, which will provide an opportunity for both sides to review the progress in bilateral relations and the implementation of the outcomes of the India-U.S. joint statement issued on the 13th of February this year during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the U.S. The BJP today hit out at senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for his comments against the Election Commission during his U.S. visit and accused him of trying to defame Indian democracy abroad. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sambit Patra attacked Mr. Gandhi for his remarks on the last Maharashtra Assembly polls, saying the Congress leader should answer whether the Jharkhand Assembly polls where Congress and its allies won and was compromised. The Aam Aadmi Party today declared that it will not contest the upcoming Delhi mayor election. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, leader of opposition in Delhi Assembly, Atishi said that the party will not field a candidate as it lacks the numbers in the Municipal Corporation of Delhi. Meanwhile, BJP has announced that party councillor Sardar Raja Iqbal Singh as the mayor candidate and Jay Bhagwan Yadav as the deputy mayor candidate for the MCD mayor election. And with that, we end this news bulletin.